Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We're your hosts, Shay and Deluxe. This is a show about conflict and conflict resolution. Now, before you go reaching for the dial, we want you to think about exactly what that might mean to you. Do you have a parent or parents that aren't seeing things your way? A roommate that won't respect your boundaries? A girlfriend or boyfriend that doesn't seem to understand what you need? Keep it locked here for the next 15 minutes, and don't be afraid to send us a message after the show is over if you want to run something by us. Email us at ccrs@durhamcollege.ca.
So today's new topic is Kathleen Wynne and the government's mishandling energy files. On the left side of the spectrum, there are the Liberals. And for those of you who don't know about who Kathleen Wynne is, she's the Premier for Ontario, Canada, and the leader of the Liberal Party.
Ontarians have never been this angry. Recent polls by Innovative Research Group declares.
Poll commissioned by the Ontario Energy Association about provincial politics and energy prices.
50% of respondents strongly disagreed when asked if they feel consumers are well protected with respect to energy prices and the reliability and quality of services.
There is the highest rate of dissatisfaction since the question began to be polled in 2002.
20% somewhat disagreed.
90% somewhat agreed.
6% strongly disagreed.
And 51% said the party's stance on the prices of electricity will influence their decision on the next election.
Earlier in September, Wynne used a throne speech to address the energy crisis and announced an 8% rebate to consumers and lower rates to industrial customers.
But right opposite to that, Energy Minister Glenn DeBolt announced a freeze on the new green energy projects.
OPG kicks October off by announcing its intentions to increase the cost of nuclear power by 11% a year for the next 5 years.
And also, the application to the Ontario Energy Board is expected to cover the cost of the Darlington refurbishment project.
We asked two of our fellow students for their opinions on this topic, as here is what they said.
So the one view was that the government has increased the prices by 5.2 cents per kilowatt per hour. And in January, the government canceled 10% of the rebate we were getting from the clean energy rebate. And people are going to argue that the aging infrastructure, green energy projects, removal of coal-fired power, all account for the increase in the cost for electricity. And that the previous political parties hid their heads in the sand from the issue in order to keep prices artificially low. All these sound like excuses. I don't believe that an elected party should stand in front of a podium and point blame elsewhere. These people are elected to do a job, and that job is to protect their constituents. In this case, that's from high energy prices. The only thing high energy prices encourage me to do is to find cheaper alternatives to heating and lighting my home. I can run all my energy needs from a biofuel power and generator. I'm not sure how many of my neighbors are going to be pleased when I start making ethanol in a giant barrel in my backyard, though. I've already converted my heat source from forced air to radiant heating via a wood-burning stove to combat the rising costs of home heating fuel like oil and natural gas. I have the means. I think the right motivation and current pricing structure is getting pretty close to my bottom line.
Here's what the second person had to say. Well, first off, I have to say I agree with you regarding our political leaders making excuses for things that they should be getting accomplished. The prices have come out of privatizing our hydro is ridiculous. I'm not sure what your monthly hydro bill is, but I empathize for the people who have to pay theirs. In May of 2006, the on-peak rate for hydro was 10.5 cents per kilowatt. Between November 2006 and November 2011, we fluctuated between 8.8 cents per kilowatt being the lowest rate and 10.8 cents per kilowatt being the highest rate. In November of 2013, we jumped to 12.9 cents per kilowatt. Wynne was voted Ontario Party Liberal in 2013 and was reelected in 2014. There's no doubt many people are unhappy with Kathleen Wynne. And the last person shared in an article with me, published in the National Post, talking about the sales tax being removed from Ontario electricity bills. Removing this sales tax causes the government to lose about $1 billion for the year, but will only save the average household about $130. Many people are saying, including the author of this article, which discusses that this something Wynne is doing to merely try and save her job. I don't know about you, but after spending $700 a month on hydro bills, the mere total of $130 I save for an entire year doesn't make me budge on the position that it's time for Ontario to get a new provincial leader.
So after the two peers' views and thinking about the whole conflict in general, we want to apply our last show's techniques on how to manage this conflict and the emotions that lay behind it. Last time, we talked about different management styles for conflict and how each style has the potential to impact the path of the conflict that takes. If you handle it well, the conflict is a great chance to increase your communication and improve relationships. We also talked about how the conflict approach a person takes is completely dependent on how you want to see the conflict result. Now, this being said, we all have preferred or default approach when you react to conflict. The key is to assess the situation in an effort to make an informed choice.
When dealing with how these people feel about Kathleen Wynne, we need to analyze the emotions behind their opinions. This helps us to get to the root of the conflict behavior and allows us to help them see more than just their view of conflict at hand.
I think it's easy to say both parties are discussing their opinions on Wynne seemed angered and frustrated by the situation. The emotion of anger ties to behaviors of flight or fight. If someone is angry, are they more likely to fight the conflict or are they more likely to run away from the conflict, also known as flight? The answer seems obvious because it should be. When someone is angry, they may not be thinking clearly, and this causes them to fight the conflict. Emotions create a fog around our cognitive processes. In other words, when someone is emotionally invested in something, their way of thinking becomes hindered.
When you are angry or upset, you do not hear everything or fully comprehend the conflict at its core. All you see is fog around an issue that made you feel angry or sad, and that's all your brain cares about. The brain narrows in on these emotions and stays there until the fog clears. This is where conflict management comes in.
For our last show, there are 5 methods of conflict resolution that we discussed.
1, avoiding. The turtle. We use the turtle for avoiding because turtles are slow and cautious. These behaviors are not ideal for dealing with conflict.
2, the complete opposite is competing, which also represents the tiger. Tiger is chosen for this one because of the big cat's aggressive nature. Being aggressive with someone never helps resolve a conflict. Instead, it makes it worse and potentially destroys the relationship.
3, accommodating. The teddy bear. We chose the teddy bear for accommodating because when you were little, you always relied on your fuzzy friends to do as you wished. Falling to someone's knees to avoid conflict is usually not a positive, long-lasting outcome.
4 is compromising, which is also the fox. We chose the fox because of their cunning and sly personalities. Being willing to compromise someone shows determination and clever thinking.
And last but not least, 5 is collaborating, the owl. We chose the owl for collaborating because of the wise imagery portrayed with them. Being able to collaborate with someone shows skill, thoughtful processes, and willingness to make an effort.
So after our 5 choices, it's pretty clear that the best form of conflict resolution is, of course, the wise owl, which is also known as collaborating. If our peers keep the factors of collaboration in mind, they may feel differently about Kathleen Wynne, or at very least, they can try to see the other sides to our ruling decisions and let go of their emotional fog.
So remember, when dealing with conflict management styles, always stay clear of that emotional fog. Don't let your emotions hinder your judgment.
So this has been Delaxi
and Che
at CCRS from Durham College in Oshawa, Ontario, teaching you about the conflict management and that pesky emotional fog.
For more information about CCRS, or if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, email us at ccrs@durhamcollege.ca.
Also, find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can search for us on Twitter and Facebook, and we're pretty obvious you can find us there.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.